Kate Smith, the ambassador to Greece. She is here with us in the studio this morning, and a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning to all your listeners.
Good morning.
Great to be back.
I know. When was it last?
I think it's nearly 2 years, actually. But my colleagues have been here. I know. We're regular visitors to you.
I know. And Matt is every Wednesday as well.
Yeah.
Bless him. Today, you're here to celebrate something. Fill us in.
Celebrate and commemorate a very special occasion today. Shortly, a little bit later this morning, we're going to be up at the Hyperagathos Monastery to commemorate the 75th anniversary of Operation Dastard. Mm-hmm. And this was an operation towards the end of the Second World War. As an intelligence networking information operation against the occupiers, and led by a son of Zakynthos and a hero of Zakynthos, Themis Marinos. And we wanted to do this not only because it's the 75th anniversary, but we lost Themis just a few months ago, very sadly, at the age of 101. So a wonderful moment to commemorate the whole of his life, but also that particular operation, which started exactly 75 years ago today in Zakynthos.
The operation, I mean, what sort of operation was it?
Well, a lot of these operations, we don't know the exact details because they were quite secret. This was an SOE, Special Operations Executive operation. Mm-hmm. And Themis and a small squad were landed on Zakynthos by submarine to set up networks of information to organise resistance against the occupiers and obviously to prepare for liberation. The whole operation lasted nearly 7 months. It was from April until November when the Ionian Islands were finally liberated. But a very important operation. And I wanted to add as well, an awful lot of people in Greece and historians in the UK to know Themis's name, not from this operation, but for another one for which he is rightly celebrated, mm-hmm. the Gorgopotamus operation, also known as Operation Harling, which blew up the Gorgopotamus bridge on mainland Greece, cutting off Rommel's supply lines to North Africa. And that happened in 1942. And Themis took part in that operation as well. And we celebrated the 75 years of that 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So he had an amazing record during the Second World War of resistance against the enemy here in Greece and working all the time with British forces. So he's an amazing example of the friendship, the alliance, the collaboration between our two military traditions over 200 years.
Absolutely incredible. Okay, and excuse me. In the studio with us today, we have his son, yes, which we will be talking to you very shortly, so don't go away.
88.6 Island FM.
Island FM, All 70 Sunday.
Hi, this is Peter Lee. Every Sunday morning on Island FM 88.6 between 10 and 12 a.m., I'm inviting you to join me in the nostalgia when I look back at the 70s music. Starts at 0800 in the UK. Don't miss some amazing memories in All 70s Sunday, this Sunday on Island FM.
It's 9:43. Right, Kate, we've got his son here. Would you like to tell us a little bit about...
Sure. Well, we're really, really delighted. The whole Marinos family are with us for the event today. So his two sons, David and Anthony, and daughter Penny, and his widow June. And the family's all going to be with us shortly up at Hyperagathos. But Anthony is in the studio with us to tell us, I think, a little bit about Themis from a more personal point of view.
Right, hang on. Right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Anthony. Right, you want to tell us first of all, welcome and thank you very much for coming. Anthony, you want to tell us a little bit, the little story, do you?
First of all, I want to thank the British Embassy for organizing this event today in memory of my dad. Mm-hmm. And And on behalf of all the family, the Marinos family, we thank the embassy and the British ambassador herself. And just a little story I want to tell you about this famous submarine that my father came out with in Porto Vromi. We're going back 50 years ago, approximately. Oh no, I was only about 10 years old, and Dad was talking about, oh, he came out with the British submarine, and he did some kind of espionage stuff, but we were too young, we didn't really understand what it was on about. So he organized this trip, we drove all the way to Anafonitria, and from there we had to walk down to Porto Vromi because roads didn't exist at that time. So we went all the way down there, it took about 3 hours to walk there, middle of the summer, 40 degrees, whatever. There we arrived, nice gulf there, that is where I came out with the British submarine. He said, oh, that's great. It was a nice, very nice place to come and swim as well. A few hours later, we're walking up again.
Yes.
And this is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was about 40 degrees temperature. My mother couldn't handle it anymore. So halfway up, she just sat on a rock and said, Themi, let me die here. You move on. Luckily, my father had organized a donkey to carry all the stuff that we had to go down there. So he took all the stuff off the donkey and put my mother on and walked back up to Anafonitria. Of course, 50 years later, we realized how important all this operation was to the Greeks and to the Allied forces against the common enemy.
Did you know what was going on? Did you?
At that time, I didn't really know. No, we were too young.
How old was you then?
I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10, 11. Yeah. Of course, later on in the years, when we were living in Africa, he kept on telling us, we were growing up as well.
Yeah.
And he kept on telling us all these stories about the Gorgopotamus. That was the most important in his life. And even now, his last few days before he died, the only thing he was talking about was the army, the war, not the army, sorry, the war and what he did. And obviously, those 5-6 years of his life during the war were the most important things, and of course, his family.
Amazing story. Thank you very much, and you must be a very proud son.
Very, very proud. Yeah. Yes, thank you for having us here this morning.
Beautiful. Thank you very much indeed. Kate, fabulous story, wasn't it?
Lovely. Yes. Yeah. And I was just saying to Anthony, I can just imagine his mum saying that, getting fed up with the walk down.
Right. Before we move on to something else in completely different way, because you know what I'm going to ask you, but before we do that, just want to remind people a couple of things if they want to go along.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the ceremony starts at 11 o'clock at the monastery, Hiperagathos. Takes about 15 minutes to get up there from town, so still time to go if anybody, half an hour I'm being told, so if anybody would like to, everybody's welcome. We'd love to see as many Brits as possible there, and we think they'd find it interesting, so please do come along. And a big thank you too. Anthony was very kind to thank the embassy, but we want to thank the municipality of Zakynthos, the mayor, very, very much, and all his colleagues, without whom we couldn't have arranged this event today. And, of course, the igumenos at the monastery as well, Pater Simeon.
Great. Thank you very much. Right. I don't dare ask you this. Brexit. What do you know? Has anything changed since recently? I mean,
well, Bobby, of course, we've now got the extension, so it means that although the government would very much like to wrap this up as soon as possible, even before the end of May, that's still the intention, and everybody's back at work again after the Easter break in Westminster, working towards that. But we have got a little bit of a breather. So the only message I would have for your listeners today is make use of the extra time to register if you haven't, because as you know, it is obligatory in Greece, Brexit or no Brexit. So please do that. We think it'll make things easier in the future. And also maybe use this time to exchange your driving license, because driving licenses are a bit of an issue with Brexit. And it makes sense to change to a Greek one if you are a resident here, and to do that now. Otherwise, just follow all our information channels, sign up to the Living in Greece guides on gov.uk and the Brits in Greece Facebook page, which we run in the embassy. And we'll update that with all the new information as and when it comes. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, lovely. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of Brits that live in Greece that are worried, so obviously it's a bit of a reassurance there. The Greek government's actually said that they... there's nothing to worry about, whether Brexit or no Brexit. You know, we're still welcome here.
Absolutely. And the Greek government has legislated already to protect the rights of British residents in Greece. So broadly, everybody who's already a resident here, their lives, their ability to stay and work is protected.
Okay. All right, lovely. Okay, right. I know you've got to go. So a record. Tell me... You're going to tell me why this record?
Yes, I've chosen this time Freedom by Wham and George Michael. Why? Yeah. Because, as well as the anniversary of Operation Dastard, today is St. George's Day. So we wanted a song by a George, so it's George Michael. And we thought Freedom would be the best choice because, of course, what was Themis and his colleagues doing fighting for our freedom?
Lovely. Thank you. Kate Smith? The Greek ambassador to Greece. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 88.6 Island FM.